Proclamation number 5049, dated the January 25th, 1951. Many paths, one goal. True members of the church complement each other but do not separate. Walk together but do not take different paths. If you all have the one goal to reach me, to behold my countenance and to be blissfully happy in eternity, you should know that I assess every single person according to his inner nature and that I do not reject anyone even though he may not turn to me, for he is an erring child which only requires my grace and mercy and not my wrath. Hence I will also help all misguided people and gently push them onto the right path which leads to me. Every person is considered differently, yet this should not lead you to believe that you would therefore be unable to reach the goal. Anyone who merely asks for me will also be pulled up by me. Therefore do not fight against each other but fight together in the lost battle on this earth. Then there will only be one troop for me whose commander in chief I am, who believe in Jesus Christ and therefore have his name imprinted on their forehead. I only take notice of one thing, and that is of importance, namely to what extent their faith is alive. The fact that they profess Jesus Christ with their mouth does not yet include them in the group of my own, but the fact that they are true Christians who live a life of following Jesus and have thereby attained a living faith is decisive in order to be included in my small flock whose shepherd I am. And as long as the congregations fight each other, they lack this living faith, because then they will also lack the understanding of that which I regard as the church founded by me. True members of this church of mine understand each other even if they belong to different denominations and schools of thought. True members try to find each other and are happy to have found themselves. And true members are in innermost contact with me myself because they desire my word and also recognize it as the right food and drink. True members of my church are not offended by outward appearances and attach no importance to them either, but they are permeated by love for me as well as for their neighbor. Consequently, their spirit is awakened and instructs them correctly, so that they recognize each other and have nothing against each other anymore. Then they will strive to ascend together, and if the way up is difficult, one will help the other, for then they will approach an elevated goal. They will return to the Father's house and I will come to meet them and show myself to them, for I will draw near to anyone who genuinely desires me. I will approach them as a friend and brother and draw all my children to my fatherly heart, never ever letting go of them again. Amen.